This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's May Day, also known as International Workers' Day, commemorating the 1886 Haymarket Affair, when nearly a quarter of a million workers nationwide went on strike, demanding an eight-hour workday. Historically, it became a day to march in favor of workers' rights, and immigrant rights are also part of today's celebration, as nationwide marches are planned in resistance to the Trump administration's policies. Peter Linebaugh is a historian and author of The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day. Peter Linebaugh, welcome to The Takeaway.
Happy May Day.
Happy May Day, in fact. And spending a lot of time out of the United States, it's surprising how vividly and intensely the celebration of May Day as a labor holiday is contrasted with the absence of the holiday entirely in the United States and our own Labor Day way up in September.
Yes, deliberately so. They moved May Day to Labor Day just to divide us from the rest of the world, the workers of the rest of the world. But whether we like it or not, the rest of the world is coming to the USA and reminding us of our own history.
And the history of Labor Day really begins with something that happened on May 4th in 1886. Remind us.
Yes, that's the Haymarket bombing up the Haymarket Square in Chicago. 4 days earlier, as part of the eight-hour day movement, four iron workers were killed, and a demonstration and protest was held at Haymarket in outrage at that police murder. But at Haymarket itself, a bomb was thrown, and to this day, no one knows who did it. As a result, seven people were tried for murder, and four were hanged. They're known as the martyrs throughout Mexico, for instance. Albert Parsons, George Engel, Adolf Fischer, and August Spies.
So these American martyrs, who, by the way, I believe were also immigrants on some level, are recognized throughout the world as labor heroes.
Yes, they are, because they were advocating the eight-hour day. The slogan was 8 hours work, 8 hours rest, and 8 hours for what you will. And you're quite right to say they were immigrants. In fact, workers are generally immigrants. Certainly that's been the history of our own country, dating back to the first May Day in 1627, which was immigrants from the British Isles. It was more in the pagan tradition, going back to Neolithic times and a celebration of the spring, a celebration of life, a celebration of fertility. In fact, really, the two things become connected. The eight-hour movement was related to this traditional May Day as a festival of life.
And the eight-hour workday didn't make it as a result of the Haymarket riot, but it did gain traction around the world and eventually did make it to the United States. Is that the case?
Well, it used to be the case, but I think for quite a number of years now, the 8 hours is no longer the statutory, legal, or actual working day. And most of us find ourselves working much more than that, also on weekends, and also with this technology of electronics, we even work in the car.
What's the chance, given the profile of May Day around the world, that Donald Trump can change the brand of the day into something called Loyalty Day?
Well, Pennsylvania tried to do that in 1949, changed the day to Americanism Day, but it didn't stick. May Day's always been a holiday, and I think that runs up against the puritanical work discipline, which has been a big part of American life. What we need to do really is to take it easy and to enjoy life, and that's what May Day is about. Not about consumerism, but about the two best things in life, which is love of each other and love of nature.
Peter Linebaugh is a historian and author of The Incomplete, True, Authentic, and Wonderful History of May Day. Peter, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.